Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
He's already one of the greatest featherweights of all time, but he's also looking to become a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm always happy to speak to the great Max Holloway. Max, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic, man. Thank you for taking time for me. It's always been a little while since we chatted, but boy, what a time to talk, man. UFC 300 BMF title fight? Gotta be excited about that.
Super excited. You know, man, I can't wait, you know. BMF title. UFC 300, you know, what more can you ask for, you know? You know, I just, you already know how it is, you know? I'm just trying to get options, man, you know? And this fight came to fruition, and fruition on a huge card, so, you know, I'm happy.
Yeah, talk about willing something into existence. I know you talked to my buddy Mark Raimondi a couple months ago, and you kind of mentioned this as a possibility, and at the time, you know, we heard like Justin Gaethje, like, you know, he said, like, I don't want to fight Max. He's just such a nice guy. So how did, like, was it, like, how did this finally happen? Was it as easy as him just saying, hey, you know, we want to book this? Like, how did it finally happen?
I mean, you know, it just kind of happened, I guess. You know, I kind of said that in October. I know. And then we saw the interview with Gaethje saying that kind of stuff. Gaethje's a cool guy, bro. You know, at the end of the day, but I, you know, with me coming off my two fights, my two recent fights with Arnold and Kareem, them having to announce that the 45 title fight was happening with someone else, that put me in a situation. And then I saw the 55 title got announced at that time was Oliveira and Islam. With him having the BMF belt, I was like, you know, why not? You know, why wait around? Let's go. Let's get in here, mix it up, and we'll get a payday for both of us and make a fight that no one can forget, you know?
Absolutely. Was there any, so like, obviously we know that the Oliveira fight didn't happen. Of course, Islam ends up getting the rematch with Volkanovski, gets the knockout. And then, you know, Oliveira gets matched up with Sarukian at 300. And so I just assumed it was going to be Gaethje and Islam for the title. Then they announced your fight. Were you surprised that Gaethje? Not that I certainly knew Gaethje would never like back down from a fight, but like, were you a little surprised he took it? Because I thought maybe they were still going to try to do Gaethje and Islam.
I mean, if that's not the definition of a BMF, then I don't know what it is. You know, at the end of the day, somebody who has a BMF belt, you know, there's only a few that come to mind, and then a few that actually live up to it. You know, and Justin Gaethje is. Justin Gaethje is it, you know, and like you said, you know, I was just as surprised as that too, because I thought they would have went the title fight that way too, but they didn't. They made that Charles's fight the number one contender, which is kind of mind blowing at the end of the day. But you know, shit happens. We're here. I'm happy, you know, and I get to fight a true BMF in Justin Gaethje, so I'm excited.
Is it kind of wild, like a couple of years ago when they did the BMF title with Masvidal and Diaz, it was a fun thing, you know, the Rock's out there putting the title on them. It was a cool, fun thing to talk about. But Dana always said, yeah, that's it. You know, one-time thing. It was a cool thing. And then a couple of years later, out of nowhere, they throw it back out there with Dustin and Justin. And again, kind of made sense. Two badass fighters go out there and put on shows every single time. But once again, it was kind of like, yeah, we're not really looking to defend that title. What do you make of the BMF title? Like you said, there's only certain guys that can fight for it. Like back in the day when we first talked, Max, I always kind of jokingly called you the Hawaiian Diaz brother because you were the guy who would just go out there, fight anybody, never back down from a challenge. You were kind of the definition of the BMF.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it's just things happen for a reason. I mean, they see how much traction this thing is making. They saw, I mean, did you not see like the whole 300 card? And I know they're still trying to find a main event, you know, at the end of the day. But once they announced my and Justin fight, it's like a lot of people's tone started changing against 300. They started getting super like, you know, just focused on it now. And, you know, I mean, I guess it is fights happen when you need a saving, you know, so. On a card needed saving, and we're here now, and I'm happy to share the octagon with Justin Gaethje, and I think so. We're gonna put on a performance that night that no one's gonna forget, man. It's gonna be fun, you know. It's I think you can ask everybody in the MMA community when if me myself or Justin had a boring fight, and they're just gonna look at each other, scratch their head because they can't name none.
Absolutely. I'm just curious. Like, we know there hasn't been a main event announced yet. I know we've heard rumors maybe they're going to do Leon and Bilal there. I know we heard rumors maybe, you know, they're going to try to do something with Dracus and maybe Israel. But again, we don't know for sure. Is there a world where Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje could be the main event? I mean, would you be down for that?
I mean, we're fighting five rounds. You know what I mean? I'm fighting him five rounds already. So, I really don't care where we're on the card. If we got the main event, a big card like 300, that'd be super dope. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not stressing it too much, you know. A fight is a fight. I don't care where they put us on the card. As long as I got to be on 300 card, I was happy. Having an opponent, Justin Gaethje, even more happy, even more stoked. So, at the end of the day, I just can't wait, you know. If it's the main event slot, it's the main event slot. You know, if not, yeah, it is what it is. We be in that card, and I'm just stoked to be a part of it.
If nothing else, it'll be the people's main event, right? Like, it may be second on the card, but it'll be the people's main event, right?
Yes, sir, man. Whenever myself or Gaethje's on the card, I think so. It's most of the time our fights is people's main events, you know, because they know what they get, you know. And when you see us on the card, they know what you're going to get. You're going to get your bang for your buck. And, you know, I just can't wait to go out there and give the fans a treat.
Yeah. Now you knew Justin a little bit. Like, I know that you trained together or anything, but you've known him a little bit, right? Like, in the past, you guys would kind of, I won't say your best friends or anything, but you guys have known each other a little bit, right?
Yeah. Gaethje's a cool dude. Not many people know that, you know, a story before I was fighting, before he was in the UFC, before he was like, I think so, even with his PFL run before, I think so he was starting as pro. I was out there fighting, went to Denver, I fought Justin Lawrence. Forget what number that was. The Ben Henderson versus somebody. I think so. It was Frankie, and we went early because it was at Denver, and we set up with someone. Things fell through. Gaethje ended up helping us out, picked us up and drove us around for a couple of days. So the guy was a cool guy. You know, not gonna ever forget one of those. We're not gonna ever forget that week and. That he's here now, we're facing for the BMF, and it's a wild ride.
Yeah, is it, like, I remember when you were going to fight the Korean Zombie, like, there was nothing but the utmost respect in asking for that fight and getting that fight, and you ended up being his final fight. Is it kind of the same thing with Gaethje, where, like, because I know he had said, like, I don't want to fight Max, he's, like, too nice of a guy, but is it kind of the same thing here, where it's like, you guys are fighting, you're going to go out there and put it on, you guys are going to put on each other for five rounds, however long it lasts, but... this is really a sign of respect that you guys are fighting each other.
Oh, for sure, 100%. You know, hey, he's a legend not only in his division, he's a legend in all of MMA. And you know, these are the kind of fights that excite me. You know, and this is just one of the options. You know, having in this sport, having options, being able to do certain stuff. You know, with everything, like I said before. But everybody being booked at our different weight classes, you know, only made sense, you know, to have a BMF fight, you know, be here and putting us on a huge card. So, and I'm excited. I'm excited to share the octagon with a guy like Gaethje. He's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer. So, you know, at the end of the day, this is what BMFs do, you know. They take fights, they fight each other, and they show the world what's up.
Now, part of the reason you've earned BMF title, you know, you've earned the title of a BMF many, many times throughout your career. You almost stepped up and fought Khabib Nurmagomedov on short notice. And if it wasn't for the commission, you would have had a chance to lightweight title back then. When they needed an interim title fight at lightweight, you stepped up and fought Dustin Poirier. Here you are again doing this. But can I ask, Max, like, you've done lightweight a couple of times. From the Dustin Poirier fight to now, what's the biggest lesson you learned in terms of fighting at lightweight? Because obviously you battled it out. There's certainly no shame in going five rounds with a guy like Dustin Poirier. But what would you say is the biggest thing you've learned about that experience? And then fighting, I would say he's a similar kind of guy, you know, high volume, nasty striker, all those kind of things. Like, what lesson did you learn from that last trip to lightweight that you feel like you carry forward into this one?
I think my eating habits better. My training is better. That was like 4 years ago. I believe I'm stronger. I believe I'm smarter. I just got a lot of things more in check than when I had it. You know, no excuse the last fight. You know, I hate making excuses. But, you know, it's just, I was just an overweight 45er, you might say in that one, you know. But this one, it's just, it's going to be different, you know. And I don't want to talk too much about it, but it's going to be different, you know. And you guys get to see April 13 of why it's going to be different, you know. And I can't wait to show the world, you know. A lot of people like talking about that fight and this and that, and because of what Gaethje did in his last fight. The beautiful thing is we get to find out April 13th, man. I can't wait to show the world what we've been working on. I can't wait to show people what we've been working on. And you know, I feel good, I feel great. And like I said, it's options, you know. At the end of the day, it's just having options, you know. Being able to go to 45 is easy. Going up to 55 is easy. So I just can't wait to go out there and, you know, show out.
You've always talked about, you know, lightweight could be your future. You know, that was always a possibility. And now that you're doing it a little differently in terms of your nutrition, I imagine strength and conditioning, all those kind of things to get ready, like, you got to beat Justin Gaethje. Yes, it makes you the BMF champion, but you also just took out the number one contender in the division. And, you know, and obviously Islam's out there. We know the fight with Charles and Armin, but is there a chance that, like, you know, this could potentially mean like a more permanent move to lightweight? Like, is there, if everything goes well, like, I mean, you would immediately become the number one contender. Like, I know the BMF title is awesome, but really, in reality, he's the number one guy. Like, is there a world where this goes well and you stick around to lightweight?
I mean, yeah, first things first is Justin Gaethje, you know. First things first is Justin Gaethje, and we see what happens, you know. I hate looking for it. I hate saying with this or that. But what I do like to say is, like, how I've been saying, is just I have options, you know. I really want my 45 title back, you know. And I thought I did enough to get one more shot, but then they went a different way with the title shot. So, you know, at the end of the day, this opportunity came up, and, you know, how can you say no? But everything goes good, everything goes great, then I'll have more options, say the least, Damien. So we see what happens.
Absolutely. Can I, like, you know, I don't get into strategy, that kind of question, anything like that, but I'm curious, like, for a big part of Gaethje's career, I nicknamed him the human car crash. Like, you would get in a fight with that dude, and even if you won, you didn't win because you walked away with your legs beat up, your arms beat up, your face bruised up and cut. Like, you just did not walk away from a Justin Gaethje fight unscathed, even if you beat the guy. But he's kind of altered. He's kind of changed a little bit recently, where he's been a little bit more measured. He hasn't been as wild. I mean, you look at the fight with Fazeev. Really fun performance, and again, still fight of the night, but he didn't go out there and get too wild. I think we saw in the Poirier fight, like, he didn't really engage in those kind of wild exchanges, and then he gets the knockout. Like, have you been impressed by what you've seen out, like, the little differences in what Justin Gaethje's kind of become lately?
Yeah, man, he's a beast, you know. Having our coach and Trevor Whitten, they're super smart, they're super analysts, and, like, yeah, you said, I think so. He is taking a step back in his brawling. In his brawling ways, and, like, you know, his that fight over in London, he really used his jabs a lot. He looked real good, you know, picking his shots a little bit more. So we see it happens, you know. Everybody got a plan. Until we go in there, we get punched in the face, you know. Things change. So at the end of the day, you know, guy's a beast, guy's a legend, you know. Honored to step in the same octagon with him. And, you know, I look forward to the challenge, you know. I can't wait. You know, we got the BMF title on the line, and I'm just excited, man. I'm excited to be a part of UFC 300. Have him against the Octagon, and it's gonna be exciting, man. Every time I think about it, it brings a smile to my face.
Absolutely. You've made history a lot. You know, I was at the fight with Jose Aldo. You know, I was at the rematch in I was at the fight in Detroit. You've been a part of a lot of historic moments in your career. I know there's still a dream out there that the UFC will one day go to Hawaii. Don't get me started on that one, because I've been there for a fight in Hawaii for Rumble and the Rock back in the day, and I know what it's like out there. But is it like, do you still get excited and kind of geeked out about like fighting on a card like 300? Like, is that still kind of a cool moment for you just to be, you know, because I'm sure you would have fought Gaethje, you know, a parking lot fight if that's what the UFC wanted, but to be in 300, like, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. No. Being in 300 is super huge. You know, I was talking to my agent, Tim, and I was harassing him, bro. I was harassing him every day. Like, brother, please get me on this 300. I don't care who it is. I don't fight anyone. Get me on this 300 card. Get me on this 300 card. And then this fight came to fruition. Like, no better fight to ask to get on 300, you know? Like, I've been telling everybody, I'm not going to be around for 400. I missed the chance of being on 200. So, being here, being able to be on 300 is just so amazing. You know, it's a blessing. And, you know, I can't wait to go out there and have fun and show people why I belong in this card.
I don't know, man. 400. Come on now. You're only 32. You got time. You could do it. You know you could.
Maybe. We see how it is.
Yeah. You mentioned it earlier. Like, you know, there is still part of you, of course, that wants to get that featherweight title back. And I think after you beat Arnold Allen, you beat Korean Zombie, we could have easily seen a slot in there. Of course, they, as you said, they went in a different direction. I know you're not big on predictions or anything, but what do you think of the matchup with Alex and Ilya Topuria? It's an interesting fight. Ilya's been on a great run. And there's a world where you fight the winner of that later this year, potentially. So, like, what do you think of that matchup? Because I know a lot's been made about Alex coming back, you know, from the knockout. You know, you've dealt with things like that in your career, concussions and things like that. And it is a little scary. And that was my one concern, you know, to get a knockout and then come back 5 months later. Like, I understand there's no right or wrong way to do it. But I was like, maybe it's a little quick. I don't know.
Yeah. I think Alex is Alex. You know, it's hard to bet against a guy. If you're a betting man, how do you bet against him? You know, at the end of the day, I think Alex's coaches, them, is smart. They know what they're doing. I think if Alex don't get hurt in training camp for this fight, I think it'd be fine. You know, and I think their coaches are smart enough to think, you know, Eugene them and his whole core group, they're all smart guys. You know, and I think they're not gonna set up Alex for failure. You know, they're gonna set him up for success. So I think so. If the fight goes through, everything happening, that means Alex had a great camp, and I think he'd be fine. I think the fight would be fine. I know Topuria is a killer. He's a killer in every way of the sense. He's a young guy, but we see what happens. You know, how much times somebody's supposed to do something to me, all these younger guys, and then I go out there, you know, I have a great fight. So at the end of the day, we have to see what happens. You know, I hate picking fights, but if I was a betting man, you know, it's hard to bet against Alex, but I can understand why people are going to Topuria.
You know what I love about you, Max, is because you're such a good dude and you're such an honorable guy. Like, there's a world right now where I could see you being like, you know, if you were another guy, you'd say, man, I'm rooting for Topuria. Because you're guaranteed, like, you haven't fought him yet, so it's pretty much a guarantee you'd get that title shot. And we understand the narrative with you and Alex, and I'm sure deep down inside, that's the one you really want because you want to avenge that loss. But the fact that you're saying that, like, that's the kind of dude you are. Like, you're not sitting there saying, oh man, I hope Ilya wins or I want him to win. Like, you're being honest and saying you think Alex probably got a good shot at it. And I appreciate that about you, because, you know, like, instinctually I get it if you said, man, I want Ilya to win, go Ilya, you know what I mean? But you're not saying that.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. This generation, like I said, I've been saying it coming all the way up to the Korean zombie, you know, fighting guys like even Justin. We're less of a dying breed, man. Less of a dying breed. You don't need this shit talking, the way people are going, the way people are handling themselves on social media or in the media period. You don't need none of that, you know? Let your fighting talk for yourself. And I understand about trying to hype a fight and sell pay-per-views, but some people is crossing the line lately, and it's just not cool, man. It's just fucking, it's insane to me, you know? And at the end of the day, I'm going to keep a level head and see the eyes, and I believe the best should fight the best. You know what I mean? Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, you're only saying this because you're on the L side. Like, brother, if I was on the W side of stuff and I had to fight somebody five times, like, holy shit. Like, like, come on. Like, somebody else beat this guy. You know what I mean? But if you guys want to see me fight him 10 times, then I'm going to do it because you guys can't do it. I'll show you guys how to get it done, you know? So at the end of the day, I think the best should be fight the best. We're in the UFC, and the UFC is considered the best people, the best fighters in the world. And if you're the best fighter in the world, then it should keep on showing, you know?
Yeah, you said that right there, and I appreciate you said that. You talk about the trash talk. Like, we've had interviews in the past, like when we were talking about fighting Connor, and you had some fun with that. You had some fun kind of calling him out and kind of doing that kind of stuff. But it was all, you know, respectful, but having fun with it. And my buddy Matt Brown said this to me the other day. He was saying that, you know, where trash talk is today, trash talk that's entertaining is fun. But when it crosses that line, it gets uncomfortable. And yeah, I think that's the difference we're seeing today, where it's not entertaining. Like, it's not entertaining anymore. It's just getting to the point where we, like, kind of cringe and we're not enjoying it anymore. Like, that's where we're at today, and that's not good.
Mm-hmm. Not good at all. Not good at all. It's not helping. A lot of these guys in our sport is like, oh, why can't we get this sponsor? Why is the NFL or NBA or blah, 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 MLB, they're comparing us to other sports leagues that's huge and stuff. I'm like, brother, like, you see anybody talking wild like that or doing things, stepping online, saying shit, you know? Like, at the end of the day, it is what it is, you know? If you want those, you got to carry yourself a certain way, you know? And a lot of guys got to understand, with us being mixed martial artists, is it's super hard. We're already behind, you know? We're already behind of trying to get this stuff done, and just because of the sport we're in, you know? So we got to be a little bit extra smarter about certain stuff, but we see what happens, you know? It is what it is. People are gonna push their narrative, push what they want to do, and look, I ain't got nothing against it, you know what I mean? But that's just not for me, you know. And it doesn't kick it with me. So at the end of the day, if you want to do that, it's cool, bro. I ain't hating on you, brother. But stop asking like, why ain't I getting this, this, and this? It's because of you're doing this, you know. So that's just it.
Yeah, I mean, even Connor's gone that far, and I don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, he used to be the funniest, most creative guy. Then he starts talking about Poirier's wife, and I'm like, dude, like, what happened, man? Like, I was all about the red panty night stuff, but now you're going too far. Like, that's a little bit too much, man.
Yeah, some people, man, some people.
But it's got to be more fun. Like, I don't know, you tell me, like, you've not really, because you are genuinely a good dude and genuinely just, like, an old-school fighter. Generally, you've not really walked into fights where guys are trying to trash talk you, but do you appreciate when you get a guy like Gaethje, who's just the same way, man? You guys are built, like, you guys are cut from the same cloth. You're just going to go in there and be warriors, and it's going to be a hell of a fight. And listen, man, I appreciate you doing this interview with me, because in reality, you don't need to sell this fight. We know what this is going to be. You say Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje, I'm buying him the pay-per-view tomorrow.
Thank you. No, thank you for that. And yeah, you know, but... Right, you know what you get when you get with a Justin Gaethje or myself on the card. You know what you're going to get, and I'm just excited. I'm excited, man. April 13th can't come soon enough, and I can't wait to go out there and put on a show for you guys.
Absolutely. Last thing before I get you out of here, Max, I see right behind you, you got some of the shoe collection. You can't see mine behind me. I just recently picked up, I don't know if you saw this, I know you're a big sneakerhead. I just recently picked up the new New Balance Joe Fresh Goods. That's my biggest addition to my sneaker collection recently.
Yeah. Those are nice.
I'm curious. What's the big latest addition to the Max Holloway sneaker collection?
Man, I didn't really pick up. Actually, I got it's right there, the red ones. It looks like it's Jordan 1s. It looks like Chicago's, but it's not. It's like a Japan one, though. It's like somebody from Japan actually made it and created their own and sold all kind of different stuff on it, which is pretty sick. I don't know what the brand is, but it's at this store, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, I got to get this. So yeah, that's probably my latest pickup.
What's your favorite Jordan? I'm a Jordan 1 guy. Like, I don't really go too far away from that. Like, I'm not a Jordan 4. I'm a Jordan 1 guy.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be a Jordan 1 guy, man. So clean, different colors, everything. You can get anything for any outfit, so... I'm a Jordan 1 guy too.
Yeah, I love it, man. I don't have the bankroll to buy a lot of sneakers, but like when the Joe Fresh Goods came out, I was like, all right, I gotta have that one. That's one I'll spend the money on right there. But yeah, I'm a Jordan 1 Dunk Nike Dunk Low guy myself. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, Max, I tell you what. Now, I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I certainly would never do that. But I feel like I don't have to tell you this. UFC 300, T-Mobile Arena. I got to hear Hawaiian Kickboxer. Please tell me you're still going to do that for the big card. Like, that's, like, iconic. It's got to be the Max Holloway walkout with the Hawaiian Kick. But you're still planning on doing that, right?
Oh, brother, I'm not ever. I mean, we always put something in front of it, but Hawaiian Kickboxer is always finishing out the walkout, you know? So, at the end of the day, I'm not going to let you down. Hawaiian Kickboxer is going to be a part of it. It's been a part of me for so long. You can't do it. You can't go any other way.
I love it. Max, it's always a pleasure to catch up, man. Have a good training camp. Cannot wait for April 13th. Whether or not you guys are the headliner, as I said, you're the people's main event. I can't wait for this fight. No one's going to. We're all excited for this. So thank you for taking the time, man. I appreciate it. And best of luck in the fight. Not that you need it, but best of luck in the fight, man. Can't wait for April 13th.
Thank you, brother. I'll see you there.
All right. Talk soon.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Vox Media Podcast Network.